This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
During this hour of the Good Day program, you're going to hear a discussion of how dead men become fathers. I know that'll be something that you can hold on to, so hold on, because I'll tell you the story later on. This is the kindest and gentlest. That's how one person described this program. And it wasn't a promotional guy either, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the day before Thanksgiving on the Good Day program or the day of Thanksgiving. It depends on where you are in the world, right? Because people are listening all around the clock, all around the world. So we have people that are celebrating Thanksgiving because it is Thanksgiving. And so for them, I have the great begin. This is the real beginning of the holiday season as far as I'm concerned, right? I just think that before this, any focus, even the advertising commercial community, it's nonsense. It's way beyond starting to play Christmas music, even though I admit to liking. I was listening in L.A. this weekend to KOST, and it was fun to hear the music for a while, and then you realize that it's just like a top 40 station. They play the same 40 songs over and over and over and over and over again, and it gets boring as all you know what, because there are so many great Christmas tunes around, and so many great versions by great artists that go back to the 50s, the 40s, the 50s, Frank Sinatra.
You almost have to like flip around, change the stations, because so many people do Christmas, and there's so many different formats that will flip, and you have country Christmas and oldest Christmas, and I'm ready. November 1st, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's get after it.
Good for you. Anyway, this is a great thing. It sets, it sort of flips us into another mindset. Kind, gentle, there are good waves that are around, I'm talking about philosophically speaking, the waves of love that come during the next month are unprecedented in my life anyway, any time during the year. And so it's just a time for us to be thinking about good stuff, good things. And then there's reality. We move from, in terms of good, it's the lives that we lead, the lives that we interact with. There's good, there's bad, there's ugly. We all have heard a lot about the Club Q, that nightclub in Colorado, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Apparently, Jay, the FBI had warned local law enforcement about the threats to the LGBTQ, I don't know, the community. I don't know what a better word is, but at any rate, and they were, this is, you wonder, sometimes you wonder what it is about law enforcement that makes it so inept. Some of this, what are we paying them money for? And then you find that the folks at the FBI had warned law enforcement all over the country about increased threats to people who are gay or who are lesbian or bisexual or whatever. I still object to the queer term, but that's maybe because of my own experience with the word. You know who I'm talking about. And so here we have the police in Colorado dusting off the bulletin that was widely distributed, but they paid no attention to it. And now here, if they had, would it have changed anything? That's the question, I guess, and that's just the question. It's kind of a waste of time. Go ahead.
Well, regarding Colorado Springs law enforcement, the response was very quick, but from inside the club where you had the patron who just went into pretty much autopilot and disarmed the gunman with his own gun. It's amazing. And that's really what saved lives, because even though the response from the police was quick, it still would not have been quick enough had that patron not been, been there.
Right, exactly.
He took the gunman's own gun and took him down.
Right. And then the gun people say, well, see, we told you, this is what everybody should have a gun. I don't know that I buy that, but at any rate. Now, so here's the other really ugly story. I get the ugly stuff out of the way all at once. The suspect behind the murders of those four University of Idaho students, likely somebody who knew them, someone who was a stalker. They knew him, assuming that it's a him. I think that they feel the suspect they have in mind is a him. What was done to these co-eds? Oh.
It's awful, absolutely awful. And they believe that some of them were sleeping, some of the victims were sleeping at the time of the slaying. And then there were other people in the house who were sleeping, and law enforcement, they are questioning how anybody could have slept through this ordeal.
Right. Well, apparently the local authorities had gotten 600 tips in the week before the attack, but they didn't do anything. They're back again to what good is all of this research or what we are doing for discovery if the local police don't pay any attention to the information. So this is the second story in a week that pretty much it casts an aspersion on the police. In fact, how are these people getting trained? What are they doing for information? Why is it that something like this would happen? That's not cool. It isn't. It's, I don't know. I find it disturbing. Anthony Fauci is all done at the end of the month, right? He's retiring. And in his final briefing this week, he says to everybody, what do you think he says? Roll up your sleeves and get a jab. That's basically what he says, right? It's important to get the shots. And he also, when asked by a reporter about the science, defended it. But you know what? I remember, I guess I'm thinking Brad Pitt playing him on I saw the video of the SNL script sketch that he, remember Brad Pitt playing Anthony Fauci? Did you ever see that sketch?
I don't, but I'm going to have to Google
it. Yeah, go find it. Anyway. He had, I think he had, if I remember correctly, he had T-shirts on and a lawn sign supposedly at Fauci's house. You know, this is what you have to do. At any rate, the hard truth about this still is uncomfortable for me. There are a lot of people who swear by this stuff. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of this program and does an hour every week on many of these same stations on Good Day Health, says this is an absolute must. Everybody's got to get a shot. Whereas Jack Stockwell, who's the other doctor that's on the program and has an hour that plays on many stations that do 2 hours, one with Ken and one with Jack. And Jack says, no, nothing doing. The science doesn't stand up. And so what do you do?
But there's so many follow-up questions, like the strong push for it, because there are other vaccines. There are flu vaccines, pneumonia vaccines, and there is not a single vaccine that gets a push like the COVID vaccine does.
No. Uh-uh. So then you say, Doug, what's the alternative? Well, if you're going to really be serious about what you eat, what you put into your body, the shot's one thing you're putting into your body, and you do it one time or maybe a couple of times, but you put food into your body every single day. So if you're eating the right things, you know, you're taking supplements, that's really what helps. That's what I attribute my immune system. I guess there's a certain amount of DNA in that as well. But I think the best defense is a good offense. And in order to stay healthy during the cold season, the flu season, the ongoing season of COVID, you eat well and you take good supplements, especially now we're late into the fall, less than a month away from the beginning of winter, and this is the season for all of these contagious diseases. And because we're inside much more in most parts of the country, right?
A lot closer to people, recirculated
right.
air.
Yep, it's dry air. That's where the viruses thrive.
So dry.
Yep. And if you're inside, it gives the germs a shorter distance from one to another. Envision that as you walk by somebody in an enclosed building, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to boost your immune system, if you want to become resilient, then, you know, everybody says, well, don't, it's stressful. Yeah, Thanksgiving is stressful. But if you're going to eat over this weekend, eat good food. There are so many great things around. The plant-based foods are what help you gain energy, lower inflammation, and keep your body primed, ready to fight off disease. Things that are natural, the holistic foods. We all know micro diets. You know anybody who's ever been on a micro diet?
And the macros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's very helpful. Well, but most people won't do that.
Water. Because especially Thanksgiving food, it is so delicious, but there's so much sodium. No matter how much water you already drink, up it.
Yeah. Here are things that I do. If you think that I'm a healthy living expert, I take vitamin D every day. I have gone back to taking garlic. Garlic is best, obviously. All of the things, the vegetables that we eat are the best way to get some of these, if not most of these things that will fight COVID and the flus. But if you can't get them, garlic is very important. Vitamin D is important. Zinc is important. Echinacea is important. There are all kinds of things that you can get.
Magnesium is a big one, too. And
magnesium.
Elderberry is really good, too.
Yeah, elderberry is very good.
Keep your immune system strong.
Yep, correct. So I guess I pass this along, Dr. Doug, practicing medicine without a license. but I have the experience and I have the interest and the acumen, so I pass it along and you do what you want with the info. But I think it's very important to have all of these things, especially now going into the holidays. It is stressful. Just wait till Thanksgiving, you know, dinner and the arguments that ensue. You don't have to get involved in them. But I know families kind of, you know, they stir it up. And that's one of the ways that you get your body run down. So support it with lots of really good food and some good supplements. All right, word to the wise at 18 after. This is Good Day.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
We'll be right back. if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Bum 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 bum. Okay, 23 after the hour, time for us to go into the social media box, into the social media camp, if you will. We can be followed also on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow us at Good Day Radio Show on Twitter, Good Day On Air. We'll be asking, actually all week, this week and every week, Jay asks a lot of questions. We summarize two or three of them down and use that those responses on our talk radio review that you'll be hearing this weekend. And actually, you'll be hearing it on Friday pretty much as usual if you're listening to the program at that time. Live to all the world on Thanksgiving. Some celebrity news. People are talking about Tom Hanks' son, Chet, who recall waking up in high school to find a couple of men at the foot of his bed to take him away to a wilderness program for troubled teenagers. He was a problem, apparently. Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks' mother and father. He had addiction. Why is it that youngsters from celebrities have addiction issues? Or is it not any more with them than it is with other regular parents?
Yeah, I think it's the same. It's just we hear about it because they have their celebrity parents.
Right, yep.
Because look at Colin Hanks. He seems to have made it out okay for the most part. But
you mean
Chet?
Or the other one? Colin Hanks. Yeah.
But Chet Hanks, he had drug addiction and sometimes I think that parents feel like tough love is the better approach when they feel like they've lost all control and they don't want their child to go any further down that dark hole. And it seems like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson decided to call in this kind of wilderness program. Where Chet says he went into the southern Utah wilderness. There wasn't a roof over his head. It was a lot of manual labor. And you get to think a lot because there's nothing else to bide your time. You're just walking in circles with these heavy
pads. Dead silence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He has a If you don't like it, I remember going to summer camp once and not liking it because of that, much as anything else. I didn't want to go to camp, but I was sent to camp. I wasn't doing anything wrong. My mother and father at the time, who were kind of clueless as to what was really important to me in my life, said, every child needs to go to camp at least once. And frankly, I fell into that pattern. I sent Brendan to camp one year, and he had a horrible time. He didn't take a shower for the 2 weeks he was there because he didn't want to go into the shower stall. And anyway, so
because they're creepy, they're scary.
Yeah, I guess they are. Right. So now, Chet apparently is a fitness influencer, an instructor, and he's been.
He's a year sober. He had a year sober in September 13th. He says he's been doing the 12 steps progress, and that he feels like this is the final decision. This is the best decision, and I think that's one of the things where a lot of troubled teens. It's not always that drugs and alcohol are involved.
Yeah.
And addiction, you don't have to be a troubled teen to fall into addiction, and addiction can happen to anybody.
Yep. Well, on the other side of the coin, somebody who hasn't yet dealt with his ghosts and goblins, his army hammer, he's still apparently trying to figure out how to fix his life. His father's passed away. Father had bad cancer.
So young.
Bad cancer. He was 67. Right. This whole the army is named after his grandfather, Armand Hammer, who's responsible for Occidental Petroleum and the Armand Hammer brand. You know, the stuff you use to clean your dirty clothes, that's the same family. It's all the same family. A lot of people don't know that. But at any rate, the House of Hammer, I think, isn't there? That was more aimed at army than it was anybody else, but some of the stuff about the other members of the family, not particularly pleasant. But anyway, the father has passed away. 28 past the hour. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hopefully you have arrived at your Thanksgiving destination. If not, be sure to pack some patience as you begin your jaunt. AAA is expecting lots of traffic on the roads and in the air. The projected Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy, is demanding Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas resign or get impeached in January for his dereliction of duty at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The actions of this administration have empowered cartels, drug smugglers, human traffickers, and terrorist organizations all around the world.
Global UC, a small firm based in Fort Worth, Texas, has been enabling robocalls in the United States. So the Federal Communications Commission has ordered every telecom provider in the United States to stop accepting traffic from Global UC. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Thank you. The era... The week of Thanksgiving week. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here. We've prepared another exciting half hour of conversation for you. I want you to use your imagination, use your mind. Picture this. You're taking a stroll through the forest after your Thanksgiving meal, and you stumble upon a troll carved, hidden away from society. This artist named Thomas Dambo has created this scene with a big sculpture that is set in natural settings, and he suggests that you use your imagination. This is a great way to charge up your imagination, much as anything else, right?
Mm-hmm. And these things are big.
Right. Yeah, they are. Kind of cool. Speaking of artwork, this fellow Banksy, who is known for anonymous performative street art, taking up where Guess has Guess the retailer, right, the fashion. They claim the company is using their artwork without there are a number of artists who are claiming that Guess is using their artwork without permission. Is there anything to this? A lot of Instagram conversation about this. Is it true?
Well, the one, it's actually a really famous piece of street art from Banksy, where it's this black and white portrait of somebody who is throwing flowers, and the flowers are colorful. And this is in the window front of the store in London, of the guest store, and it's promoting a collaboration with somebody else. It has nothing to do with Banksy other than the fact that they kind of, quote-unquote, stole their art. And so,
is this guy the one who's saying to people, go in and shoplift?
Yep. So Banksy, who is an artist, nobody knows the real person.
Who he is.
Or who they are. So Banksy is telling people to go to the store, and they're stealing art. Guess is stealing art, so it's okay to go ahead and shoplift, steal their items.
Right.
And it got to the point where this guest location in London was so concerned that people would actually come in and shoplift, they upped their security, and then they ended up deciding, you know what, we are just going to close for the day.
Mm. There you go. The power of persuasion, right? Here are a couple of Katie's in the news. You know, on a program like this, we talk about what's in the news. And Katie Ledecky, the swimmer, has broken and maybe has broken Michael Phelps' record at the goggle. Hello, where are my teeth here? Wait a minute. There,
golden goggles.
The golden goggles. The good golden goggles. Say that 100 times fast. Anyway, she was tied with Michael Phelps before, but now she's broken the tie by winning her 8th USA Swimming Athlete of the Year Award, named Female Athlete of the Year at the Golden Goggles in New York in June. The World Championships in Budapest, she won all 4 of her events, capping the meet with a 5th consecutive world title in the individual freestyle event. Yeah, this is pretty. This is an athlete and a half. She a lot of swimmers are stocky and muscular and healthy because they need that power. But then a lot of swimmers are small because they win because they don't have as much resistance in the water, right? Which is Ledecky? Have you been following her at all, Jay?
She's great. She's athletic. And I think a lot of swimmers, the one body type that they all kind of, not body type, but they have the big, broad shoulders, the really strong arms, strong backs. Oh, their backs are fantastic. They're absolutely incredible. But yeah, so
like a crew
person. She was actually a female athlete of the year 6 consecutive times in a row from 2013 to 2018. And then somebody else won 2019. There were no golden goggles due to the pandemic in 2020. But
right.
Phelps, he won Male Athlete of the Year multiple times, but golden goggles didn't start until 2004, and chances are he probably would have won it in 2003.
Right. So congratulations to Katie Ledecky. The other Katie in the news today is Katie Nesbitt, first American woman to be a World Cup referee. World Cup's going on right now, as you know, and Katie Nesbitt, who first started helping out as a referee at her brother's soccer games, said she didn't expect that one day she would be at the top of the sport. She's 34 years old now and became the first American woman to referee at the World Cup this year. She said in an interview, I can honestly say I'm living my dream. Isn't that what it's all about? See, that's the thing. Are we all living our dreams? Are we able to? I'm very fortunate. I am living my dream. Jay, you've got a great husband. You've got a great son. You've got a great father and mother.
That was never my dream, to be honest.
What was your dream?
I never, back in the day, I never wanted to be married. I never wanted to become a parent. And then it happens, and I can't imagine anything else in this world. It's like the best thing that did ever happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, so there you go. Think about that every day, all of you, please. What is the best thing that ever happened to you? And are you having that experience every day? That's the genius of life, I think, much as anything else. Okay, time for us to, this is the word to the wise, whether it's sufficient or not remains to be seen. The words, you know, out of the mouth of babes come all that stuff. So who pays attention to Jeff Bezos? Not a lot of people seem to. They pay attention to his bank account, but a lot of people don't.
Because he's been donating.
Yeah, right.
Following his ex-wife's footsteps.
Yeah, good for him. You know, it's easy to be destructive and critical and that sort of stuff, but I've been noticing a lot of things lately that maybe it's this season. You know, we were talking about this earlier. As we get into Thanksgiving and the Christmas season, this is the only holiday for me. The Christmas season is the only time of the year that I really feel like it's a celebration worth having. Because I was saying this on the phone to somebody yesterday. I was talking to a friend of mine about what I believe regarding holidays. I don't care about, like, on Thanksgiving Day, I'll work on the farm. Because the rest of the people on the farm have families and they want, and I'm not with my family this year and I don't like traveling, so I'll take care of the animals. And everybody else goes off and does their thing, which I think is fabulous. Do that. And then you get into Christmas, and that's the holiday that means the most to me of any. And I think your birthday is important, and Christmas is important. The rest of them, you can, I don't care. That's just me. But I do think at this time of year, we are more generous. And maybe what you were saying about Bezos and his former wife, they're becoming very, very, she's been generous and he's becoming generous. But he was interviewed about that and he went off on a tangent the other day. And it sort of was taken by CNBC and MoneyWise and the other, you know, Bloomberg as a financial warning. He just used the phrase, hold on to your money. You might want to rethink buying something new right now. Because it could be in the next year, tough times are going to come. See, I think the interest rate is changing, going down a little bit. I'm not sure, but this guy knows a lot more about money than I do, and probably you do. So just to think about, we are such a consumer society, and that's not bad. It's gotten us to where we are. We have a very healthy economy.
Situation.
Yeah, but just use your head. And besides, Christmas isn't about giving. Christmas is about, well, it's not about giving things. It's about giving that vibe. You know what I mean? There's a vibe that goes with Christmas as far as I'm concerned.
Kindness, patience.
Yeah.
Love.
It's unparalleled. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, I promised that I would explain to you how dead men have been turned into dads. And I'm going to do that in a matter of moments here. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the land, on the water, on the road. See how much you can save. Dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE or online at progressive.com.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I just sent an email to a friend asking or suggesting they have a happy Thanksgiving. And I ended the note with, we all actually have lots to be thankful for. And then I realized that it's an improper sentence. You should not end a sentence with a preposition. So, if you want to send the proper proper wishes to your friends for Thanksgiving. It's we all have things for which to be thankful. Mm-hmm. All right, you got that, Jay?
And for whom to be grateful.
For whom does the bell toll? Yes. All right, so how do we turn a dead guy into a father?
Sounds really easy, to be honest.
This is something that has been started by the medical community. It's called postmortem sperm retrieval. And that'll make some people a little antsy, right? There are the critics of the program, they're using sperm from men and putting it in sperm banks. Men who are dead. They somehow or other, I don't know, I would have thought the sperm would be dead if the rest of the body's dead. Wouldn't the sperm be dead?
Well, I think you have a time span. I think there's a time period that you, yeah.
Right. So is this like another episode of The Night of the Living Dead?
But that's what I was thinking.
The Night of the Living Dead. Playing words, yeah. Bada bada boom. Yes, Zisk. You were going to say.
Well, no, because when you think about it, of how can a guy become a dad after he's passed, and you think, well, if he were alive, he impregnated the woman before he passed or donated the sperm or whatever, but the sperm retrieval, it's just like probably any organ retrieval, but I would think that the gentleman would have to sign off on this, kind of like how organ donors do as well. And maybe this is just watching a lot of TV and movies, but it seems like this is a soap opera. I feel like this was a scene from a soap opera once upon a time where somebody wanted to be the mother of somebody's child, and he died, and she, like, paid somebody off to go get the sperm retrieval. And
well, Cornell University, their hospital there, has started taking samples from men who are dying, brain dead, clinically dead, so that surviving family members can use the sperm to create new children and grandchildren. This sounds like it's another horror movie, but this is being done at Cornell University, and there is from that the reality of it, there's sort of an ethical nightmare, it would seem to me, as I thought this through. I know that there are some lawyers, as I researched this a little bit, there are some lawyers who are looking into it because it's unregulated and it could be kind of a murky thing. Some of the critics of this say that it's planned orphanhood. You know, this play on Planned Parenthood. This is planned orphanhood using. But there are a lot of people who use sperm from, you know, healthy sperm donors. From donors.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're going the route of, there's no intention of having an orphan.
Right. Exactly. And so it seems to me that it's just another interesting thing going on in the world that probably most of you have never heard of before. I had not heard of it, and then I read an article about it, and I looked into it a little bit more and saw, you know, the pluses and the minuses, the good, the bad. There's always the good, the bad, and the ugly. One of the people that was interested in this from an ethical point of view said, quote, if you can't stay in the world and must leave it at the age of 20 or 30 or whatever, one compensation you can have is to leave someone here, a human being who started his life with your sperm. Yeah. I guess there's something to be said for that, but that is how
siblings with the same parents.
Yeah. So there you go. That's how you turn dead men into dads. Yeah, I know you heard it here first. At 10 before the hour, this is Good Day.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Miracles, look who's here, who wishes all a happy Thanksgiving, the man of the hour when it comes to pets anyway, the pets all love, Warren Eckstein, and as a matter of fact, my dog Daisy listens to Warren every week for ways to help take care of me and to sort of keep me under her thumb. Warren's full of those ideas, so be careful if your dog is listening to Warren, there may be problems at home. Meanwhile, Warren is here to talk about this survey that finds that most people who have pets, as we go into the holiday season, Warren, buy a holiday gift for a pet, but only 58% of the people who buy the gift for their pet wrap them.
That's fun. The fun is watching your dog unwrap.
Rip, exactly.
And if you have a cat, they have more fun with the paper than they have with the gift that's wrapped
exactly.
in the paper. So there you go.
Right.
Yeah. I love giving gifts. I love watching my dogs get gifts. And you know, I really think they understand that a gift is for them. I think
so. That was my question to you psychologically. Do they get what's going on? You know, one day is the same as the next to all the dogs that I know, but I always put my dog is on the top of my Santa list, right? The dog's never naughty, always is nice. Right?
Dog, if every day is the same for your dog, you are making major mistakes. You are
really? Doing
it. Everything should be different. You know, yeah, the backyard's the same. But they walk around a different block, a different
toy,
exit. So, in other words, people need to make sure, and one of the biggest problems I run into as a behaviorist is a lack of energy, lack of experience. You know, usually the dogs that have the problems are dogs that have.
But they like to go. Daisy loves to go. We have there's a park. I'm surrounded by parks and woodland and stuff on both the farm and my house. So I take Daisy out on her morning walk, and then at night we go down these paths, and she goes the same place, sniffs the same thing, poops in the same place. I thought she liked routine.
Routine is important, and it's really critical, and I always emphasize routine, but sometimes you got to get out of that routine. You got to give your dog a little vacation, you know, even if it's a staycation. You got to get him to a different place, let them know.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's really good for stimulating. Hey, Doug, I wanted to focus on something today I normally don't focus on. Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
Yes.
Every year, vets are inundated with patients.
Right.
Thanksgiving. So I want to go over a quick list. And what provoked me to do this is I read a story the other day about a woman who was baking, and her dog got into the yeast, and they had to rush it to the hospital right away because yeast, as you know, expands and expanded in the dog's stomach. So I just want to give you a quick list of things you can give your dog and things you can't give your dog.
Excellent.
And by the way, these are from the Pet Poison Helpline. Things you should never give your dog: ham, chocolate, garlic, leeks, onions, grapes, raisins, raw potatoes, mashed potatoes, raw dough, canned cranberry, pre-made desserts, pie filling, and stuffing. Those are all things you should not give your dog. I know what you're saying. I give my dog a little potato. They're not talking about a little. Now, on the other side, things your dogs can have. Now, I give my dog carrots every day. I haven't convinced them made out of liver. So I have carrots are okay, celery's okay, corn's okay, but not the cob, sweet potatoes, great for a dog, green beans, apples, no corn, no seeds, pumpkin. My dogs get pumpkin on a regular basis, rice, quinoa. I don't eat quinoa, so I don't give it to my dogs. A little cheese. And if you're gonna give your dog turkey, no skin, no fat, no bones.
No bones.
That's the list in the pet control.
No bones. The pumpkin, I was thinking about pumpkin filling. Last week, I think you differentiated between the stuff that's good for dogs, the pumpkin that's really pumpkin, versus the stuff you put into a pumpkin pie.
Exactly.
There's a difference.
But that has all kinds of stuff. Who knows what that has in it. But plain pumpkin, you know, no sweetener, plain old pumpkin in a can. I use it for my dogs. It's really good for them. I give it to them 2-3 times a week.
Today is the anniversary of the Humane Society being founded. Every year in the state, the world's largest animal protection organization celebrates its roots back in 1991. This became an acknowledgement. What do you know? What do you like? What's your thought about the Humane Society of America?
You know, I'm a big fan of the Humane Societies. All of them do great work, but I'm a bigger fan of the small mom and pops that no one ever heard of. I just donated money to a place in North Dakota that rescues horses. This is a quick, interesting story. Years ago, when I was a peace officer for the state of New York, I did some research, and before there were laws on the books for abuse against children, there were laws on the books for abuse against animals. That was first. So the bottom line was the first child abuse case was prosecuted as an animal case because there was no laws on the book for human abuse at that point, just animal abuse.
Wow. All right, well, that shows you where we put what our values are, and that's not a bad thing. Warren Eckstein, every week on his pet show, covers every single question you could imagine from listeners. Check it out at thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein with Doug Steffen on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.